Good evening and welcome to July 16th, Tuesday's 2019 regular Board of Education meeting. Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Barga.
Present.
Mrs. Dunlap.
Here.
Mrs. Quessenberry.
Here.
Mr. Whitman.
Here.
Mr. Bagany.
Here. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. First item, 2.01, approval of the June 18th, 2019 regular Board of Education meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Barga, second by Ms. Quessenberry, by a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Quessenberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Bagany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 3.01, approval of the July 16th, 2019 Board of Education meeting agenda. Grand Poobah, what do we have? Do we have any changes for the evening?
We did have some changes to the personnel section last minute, just because it's that time of year. Mm-hmm. We also had a request to vote on what is now item 11.16. So we have put that separate. It's in the curriculum and program section.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Quessenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Bagany?
Aye. Motion passed. Now the fun part of the evening. Please welcome our Human Trafficking Awareness Program led by Mr. Cornelius Mac McGrady. And joining him today is our state representative, Richard Brown. So if you guys could come on down here. Tonight, we're going to recognize the Reynoldsburg Human Trafficking Awareness Program. This is a program that Cornelius McGrady has been very passionate about for a number of years. And I believe about every year we see a great group of kids come in here to deserve the recognition they need for some of this this very important issue that is always kind of understated in Central Ohio. Mr. McGrady has been, I got to call him Mac. Mac has been a leader in this for a long time, and we're happy to have him back again and sharing some of these experiences with our kids today. And obviously, Representative Brown will be here to give them that same recognition.
Let's see if I have my dirt off today.
Not to go too far.
As the group leaves, I just kind of wanted to mention a couple of things about what the organization does. Ohio is actually one of the crossroads for human trafficking, and because of that, Cornelius McGrady started this organization a long time ago to bring awareness to it, and has gotten recognition from pretty much every level of government and brought awareness to, again, a very tragic thing, including sometimes even bringing in victims of human trafficking to share their stories, which are incredibly moving. And then I had the opportunity last year to participate in a human trafficking awareness program where we would go to different local motels and hotels in the local area and provide them with soap with basically a 1-800 number and information for victims of human trafficking to try and call to get out of those circumstances. So I commend him on what his work is as they're getting their photo opportunity in the back. All right, moving on, we are going to go to items from the board. Tonight we're going to start off with Mrs. Quesenberry. Ms. Quesenberry.
Thank you so much. Happy summer, everybody. We finally have some heat. Not a whole lot going on for me visiting input from people. However, I do want to hope that everybody who are educators are having a restful time because school will be here soon enough. Thank you.
Mr. Whitman.
Like Board Member Quesenberry said, not a lot to report for school activities and things, although there's certainly a lot going on during the summer. But really, all I have here, I'm just really excited about the 9X. I've been seeing the periodic updates from Valerie, and so I'm really excited to see how that, how it turns out to be.
Thank you, Mr. Whitman. Mrs. Dunlap.
Good evening, everyone. I was going to say congratulations to the
human trafficking student leaders, but unfortunately they went out to use the front as a photo op, so we gave them our applause. Thank you all for coming tonight. I appreciate it. Yes, it is warm. But as I share quite a bit, I am at FAIR this week. I'm a 4-H advisor and have been at FAIR all week, pretty much live there. So while I am happy it's warm, I wish it weren't quite as warm. One of the things, you know, you go down to FAIR and you see all the pigs and the animals, and I'm there with horses and different things. But I went out and was going to some of the different tents and ran into some folks from Franklin County. And I got to actually do a mock vote on their new voting machines that they'll be rolling out in Franklin County. It was kind of neat. I voted for dogs and, I don't know, my favorite group and some other different things. But it was really neat to go through that. We got into another conversation, and she talked about youth at the booth. And apparently this is a wonderful program that gets students involved, because we talked about the fact that students, I think, are very aware of what is going on in today's society, very involved in today's society and very informed. And so she said Reynoldsburg had not participated in quite a few years. So I was happy to take those cards and be passing those along. Hopefully we can become involved again. I know our youth in government is a very active group as well. And so I think all of that would go hand in hand, possibly with student council as well. I just wanted to say kudos also to the Work Squad, one of our newest groups, student groups who will be working to combat teen suicide in our schools. I know we're approving that tonight. I wanted to say this, and Mr. O, I didn't think you'd be in the audience tonight. It's very sad to see some people leave our school and our district, but I'm really happy when you're going on to bigger and better things. Your letter of resignation particularly brought tears to my eyes when I read it today. I am very happy and pleased that others like you are exploring and moving on to some, you know, some new adventures, new challenges, and you're going to spread the wealth beyond. I appreciate all that you have done here. My kids want to know where the turtle's going, though. But on the flip side, too, I was very happy to see a student of ours, a former student, come back now as a teacher. And so it's neat to see some of these kids come full circle, inspired here, and now we'll be inspiring others as well. What did you say? Again, pleased to see art teacher now at Wagner Road Junior High. Pleased to see Chinese available at all the elementary buildings. Real happy about that. And a shout out to Mr. Reed. Thank you for coordinating a Buildings and Grounds Committee meeting so that we can get a firsthand up front look at everything that's going on over, not just at 9X, but at the Livingston campus. So I appreciate that. And I think that's about it for me tonight.
Thank you, Ms. Dunlap. Mr. Barga.
Nothing to discuss this month.
All right. Just a real quick thing. Yes, it is summertime, and while teachers, I'm sure, are excited, we actually have a group of teachers right now that are getting developed in Orlando, I believe, is where they're in Florida right mm-hmm. now for our 9X program. So they're already working, and if you paid attention to social media today, they're working. This is not a they're not a Disney World. Let's just put it that way. We do have a lot of sports camps that are in the motion. We're getting ready again. We've got cross country. We've got volleyball. We've got band camp started this week, the home camp. So there's a lot of exciting things, so you know school is right around the corner, and hopefully we will have a better idea of what our budget will be from the state of Ohio. Hopefully, perhaps maybe tomorrow we're hearing the vote may be, so we'll have a good idea about what the financial impact is going to be on us. It's not going to be the Cutt-Patterson deal that we should be getting, but hopefully we will get some additional funds back to our district the way it should be in the first place. Beyond that, thank you all for coming on this wonderfully warm evening before the rain hits. And with that, we'll move on to items from the Grand Poobah this evening. Jocelyn Cosgrave.
Okay, thank you. I just have two things. Actually, one, some of you have already mentioned, if you are not following the 9X impact on social media, you should be. They are having an awesome week of learning in Orlando, and I'm lucky because I have a lot of connections to those folks, both on the the admin side, but also on the teacher side. I have some former teachers that are there. So I'm also getting text messages for like the actual real stuff that's going on, and it's all still learning. So that's been really awesome. They've been sending me pictures and updates, and they cannot believe the great work that they've already done as a team in 2 days. The other thing that I wanted to mention, one of our teachers has been selected as the District 9 Ohio Teacher of the Year, Rob Niedermeyer, who teaches at Baldwin, STEM Middle at Baldwin Road, was selected as our district's District 9 Teacher of the Year, and we'll move on to the State Teacher of the Year competition against all of the other teachers who were selected from their districts. If you do not follow him on social media, you should. We have been able to start an agriculture pathway this year, and his coursework will be a part of that pathway. It's some of the most exciting work that we're doing as a part of our larger wellness pathway. So soon you will see gardens popping up all over the place across our district where our students are learning about slow foods and agriculture and green energy. And one day it is our hope to have some of those foods served in our own cafeterias. So really awesome teacher and awesome coursework that he offers for our district. So just wanted to, I'm sure we'll recognize him again at some other point, but we just wanted to make sure everybody was aware that he was selected for that this week.
Well, we got to wait till he wins the whole thing. So.
We have to wait, and then goes on to national.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
So we got some time.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Item 7.01, recognition of visitors. There was no one arranged prior to. Did we receive any speaker slips?
No, we have not.
All right. So we'll move on to item 8.01, 02, and 03. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Quisenberry. Madam Treasurer, any discussion?
On tonight for approval are the June 30th financial statements. I sent out to the board an updated forecast where I dumped in the June numbers, and I'll be sending you out a comparison between the May forecast and the June actual, hopefully later this week, if not early next week, we'll have that done. There are appropriation modifications on tonight totaling $248,000. They were for the HOPE Squad, which Mrs. Dunlap mentioned. We received a grant from the Bureau of Workers' Compensation, and we received some additional federal grant money in a 6B restoration grant. And then on is an advance to the 6B restoration grant, and that's all that I have for tonight.
Any discussion?
Yes. Madam Treasurer, can you please explain a little bit about how the appropriation in 8.3 works as it relates to the modification in 8.2?
Yes. So budgeting law in Ohio and federal grant law don't always interact nicely. So under Ohio law, you have to have two levels. You have to have funds in before you can put on a purchase order or make an expenditure, and you have to have a budget established. So the appropriation is basically establishing the budget. Under federal law, you have to request money and have 5 days after you receive it to spend it. However, under Ohio law, you have to have the cash in hand before you can even put on a purchase order and order your goods and services, which never happens within 5 days. So what we have to do is advance money from the general fund to the federal grants so that we can keep the grant flowing, and then when the grant's done, we repay it back. So we get our federal grant money, it's just after we spend it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did everybody get all that? Okay. Government in action, or government in action, one of the two. Any other discussion items? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Quisenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Items 9.01, 02, 03, 04, 05, and 06 are all on for action. Do I have a motion?
Move.
Moved by Ms. Quisenberry, second by Mr. Barga, I believe. Any discussion? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Whitman.
Oh, okay. So I was just noticing we have 9 new hires and among the teachers. So I was wondering if you could kind of give an overview of where.
Yeah, I have a few notes here. So we do have 2 new admins, and I think a couple of them, they might be here. We have Heather Birch, who is being added to the Bell staff as an AP. And then we also have Rebecca Furbay, who's our new Spec Ed coordinator. So welcome to them. We did have some resignations as well. Some folks that have served us for quite some time, Ted Frisora, Kevin Smith. So, and Tyler and Chuck, we will be wishing them well in their new endeavors. As Board Member Dunlap mentioned earlier, as part of our resignations, we have Mr. Jim Olivola, who is leaving us, but for good reason, to go back home and be with family. And I point that out to say a lot of people don't realize, if you follow any of our sports pages on Twitter, he literally gives play-by-play every 10 mm-hmm. seconds of every sporting event ever. And I don't even know how, like, he has to have thumb cramps or something. Like, I don't understand how he does it so quickly, but... And any time I wasn't able to attend any of the events, I knew he would be live tweeting. And he did that as a volunteer service to our district and for our students because he loved and cared about our students so much that he was willing to go to every single event he possibly could to make sure that they felt supported and they were put out there on social media, which actually even helped with the recruitment process for some of our kids. So I just wanted to let him know how much we appreciate all of those volunteer hours he put in to serve our students. Welcome to all of the new teachers. Hopefully this will be the last set we see for quite some time. They are all over the place in the district, actually. We do have a couple of graduates who are coming back to us to spend their time with us. Lots of elementary positions that we filled. I did want to note in the certified section that the data facilitator positions and the any of the instructional coach pieces are all grant funded. Those all come from either grants that we've received in the past year or our Title IIA funds. So that's no expense from the general fund. And I think I had, under classified exempt, I did want to recognize that we actually have another graduate joining us. So Sloan Fair is here tonight. Hi, Sloan. Oh. She's my new admin assistant, which I'm so excited about. Nothing makes me more happy than being able to bring back former Reynoldsburg students to join our team and to represent us well. So happy to have her on our team. So if you are a new teacher or staff member, I haven't mentioned your name, if you could stand so we could give you a warm welcome. Anybody else that I haven't mentioned? Yes. Thank you. So welcome. Welcome. We are glad that you are Raiders. So that was my update, Mr. Whitman.
Dr. Cogsgrave, could I just ask if you could explain how we're funding, because we had some discussions about this in agenda review, our new kindergarten classrooms?
Mm-hmm. So we do have new, we are piloting full-time kindergarten, and some of those funds are from general fund and then some are from title funds. I will do my best to explain it, although Tammy would probably do a better job. When you're allocating title funds, you have to make sure that you're supporting the title buildings on top of services that are already there for all students. So we could only partially fund the teachers for full-time, their extra part of their day, mm-hmm. on top of the half day we already offered to students. Mm-hmm. So we did pay for anything additional with our title funds. And so we're going to pilot it. We'll see how it goes. And then I believe it is Mr. Brown's vision that a few years from now we will be able to offer that to all kids. So,
yeah. Okay. And thank you.
Just to clarify, title funds are designated to those lowest of the low students, which would explain that Title I funds, mm-hmm. which would explain why we are working closely with French Run and Rose Hill. Is that correct?
Yes, the buildings are designated as Title I by their economically disadvantaged population. And so all of our elementaries, with the exception of Summit Elementary, qualify for school-wide Title I. So we're able to add all-day, everyday kindergarten, and we had to add it just in certain buildings based on either their economic makeup or their performance, or if they had a number of kids struggling. And so based on looking at a number of things, the two buildings were chosen.
Just have to make one comment. I've known Jim longer than everyone else here. Jim actually student taught at the school that I teach at in Beechcroft. And so I saw him from the first day with his eyes wide open about what it's like to be a high school math teacher. And we'll leave those comments for some other time. But I was very happy to see him grow in Reynoldsburg, see him at the athletic events, and most importantly for me, hearing him grow in the classroom. I've kept tabs on him because kind of like at Beechcroft, it's like once you're a Cougar, you're always going to be there. You're always going to be part of that family, so we keep an eye on things. I'm not going to be near as nice as Ms. Dunlap. You know, when she said she shed a tear, I wanted to take a 2x4 to your head. I was very, yep, exactly. You are leaving for the most precious of reasons, and I completely understand that. And I wish you nothing but the best of luck as you move forward. And I know that you will also be a Raider for life as well. So thank you to all of those who will be moving on to different pastures, and welcome to those of you that are here. Believe it or not, this Raider family is growing, and it's going to continue to grow. So. If there's no other comments, seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Items 10.01, 02, 03, 04, 05, 06, and 07 are all up for action. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Barga. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Dunlap. Any discussion or highlights?
Not really. I mean, these are just the typical things that we approve this time of year to make sure that all of our students are starting the year with support services. So there's really nothing new on that we wouldn't approve any other year. Just any new needs that we have in our students, we take care of through these contracts.
And all the contracts have gone through all their appropriate measures?
They have.
All right. I beat you to it. If there's no other discussion.
Can I ask just, I think this was the one. I'm sorry, I was at a barn today when I was looking at all this. nope. Next section. Never mind.
To be continued. If there's no other discussion, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Now, 11.01, 02, 03, 04, 05, 06, 07, 08, 09, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15 are all on for action. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Whitman. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Questenberry. Any discussion on these items?
Yes. Just one on 1109 on the interpreters. I did talk with Mr. Brown just to clarify that we did have an interpreter that would be for the Nepali population. So just wanted that to be out there that he assured me that, yes, that is accurate.
And for those of you that aren't aware, depending on where we ended up in the year, it's probably safe to say that about one out of every seven students in Reynoldsburg City Schools is a Nepali student. So to kind of give you an idea of the community that that we are welcoming here into Reynoldsburg. So any other discussions?
I had a question as well. And also on the interpreter contracts and the translation. So there were four that kind of addressed that. And so that's what I was just kind of wondering why there were four. I know one of them was in-house, and then three of them were other agreements outside the house. I was just kind of wondering why four agreements.
I think that even though our student population is growing in some of these languages, it's not always easy to find interpreters who don't always have other jobs. And so sometimes we have to contract with outside agencies to make sure that we're meeting all of the needs of our students and their families. So we have to call in interpreters for everything from enrollment to IEP meetings or 504 meetings or parent conferences. Or sometimes if we have a family that has some needs, like at our open house nights and things like that, we try to have people that we can call on as needed. Mm-hmm. So we try our best to kind of get as many of them boarded at once as possible. And then if we need to add more during the year, we can. But we just try to make sure we're as accommodating as we can be to our students because we have so many families with this need.
So. Okay, so and maybe because of this demand, there is not one contractor. You can mm-hmm. do one-stop shopping.
Right.
Okay. Great. Right.
And I can add just on a personal level from one of my schools, we had a student who spoke an ancient Chinese language. Mm-hmm. We could not find an interpreter. Mm-hmm. We finally found somebody who wanted to charge us $60 a minute, and it was outrageous. Mm-hmm. Luckily, we were able to pull in family members, so having that contracts in there are really important.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Somebody right now is Googling
should
how
have
to
been
get
a
yeah. yeah, interpreting jobs. I'm sorry. Mr. Whitman, go ahead.
So I had a question on a number of these softwares and things just to kind of.
Yeah, I have some updates. I don't know if you'd like them first, and then you can ask me questions?
Okay,
or
yeah,
do you,
yeah, let's hear
I
list.
Might answer some of your questions because my list was big this time. 11.01 NWEA MAP. This is a grant paid resource. We are piloting MAP assessments with our high school only this year as a part of our Striving Readers grant. We are going to be vetting it for math also in the coming years for other grades, but we wanted to at least get it started at the high school because we had no universal screener or way that we could get baseline data on our high school students to determine how they're doing as readers. So that will be no cost from general fund. It is grant funded. 11.02 is the same way. It is also grant paid. Newzella is a resource that we have used in the past. The difference is that we have used it as in our site-based model. So if a building wanted to purchase it, they had to buy it from their building budget, and it was quite expensive. We were using it at the time for both some reading pieces and some writing pieces. And right now, our greatest need, according to what our data is telling me, is writing. And so we will be partnering with them on a district license instead. It will be funded through the Striving Readers grant as well. And just to give you a cost comparison, for two schools to use it for reading and writing was $16,300. As a district, we will be paying $73,000. Approximately dollars for the writing only, but that's for all 14 schools. So it ended up being a savings of over $40,000 after we negotiated the agreement and used our grant funds accordingly, but that is no cost from general fund. 11.03, I just want to mention Acela School. It's a centralized online enrollment, and it's replacing a program we already had, and we did have a small cost savings there. I don't know the exact number, maybe Chris would, but it's replacing InfoSnap. So it's how we can bring families in and have them do online enrollment rather than us having everything on paper. 11.04, Mastery Connect. This is a program that is meant to replace a program we had before called InGrade. InGrade was a data warehouse, and also it gave teachers a way that they could create their own online assessments to simulate state assessments. Mastery Connect is a similar product. However, it gives you much more immediate data. It allows you to completely simulate state tests or ACT tests or however you wish to align it with technology-enhanced items. And we are also purchasing a test bank, which for the first time we've been able – it used to be an InGrade. You had to create all assessments from scratch. And now we will have over 70,000 vetted questions that teachers can pick from that are lookalike questions. So just to give you a cost comparison, a couple of years ago when we purchased InGrade, for the entire district, it was $88,000 per year for less seats than what we're getting in Mastery Connect, and we are getting it for $33,500 per year. So it's a huge savings, and we're getting a test bank, and it's a better product. The sales rep said to me that he's never seen a quote that low. So that was awesome. 11.05, like board member Dunlap mentioned, we are going to be able to have Chinese at all elementary schools next year. We thought we were only going to be able to have it at two more elementary schools, so that would have been four out of the six. And then at the last minute, we found one more teacher. So we're really excited about that. 11.10, program of study. I did want to let you know, I know you've seen a lot of addendums. This is the last one. So pending board approval tonight, that document will be final and will be able to be posted on the website. And 11.15, Illuminate. This is for a product called EduClimber. We piloted it this past few years with Wagner Road Junior High. It is able to triangulate data, grades, behavior, and attendance. And we will be using it for MTSS processes in place of another product called Learning Circle. And so this system is a lot more robust and will give us much more timely data. And then finally, 11.16, oh, we're pulling that out, so I can't say anything about that yet, I suppose. But so that was my quick update. Now, Mr. Whitman, what other questions do you have?
Let me see. You did indeed answer quite a lot of them. Let me just back up and see if I did have remaining ones on each of these. All right, so NWEA grant paid piloting mm-hmm. with the and that's and NWEA remind that stands for it's just a company.
I do not know. Okay. We call it MAP, so it's like...
Oh, yeah, MAP. What does that stand for?
Good question also. I don't know off the top of my head. We just call it MAP Assessments.
Northwest Minute Education.
Association, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
And then MAP is...
I'll Google it.
Give me a minute.
But you mentioned that you want to vet it for high school, or you're piloting it in the high school, mm-hmm. and then you said vetting it for math and other grades in the future. So mm-hmm. the one we're getting right now, that does math. But then you said reading. It's for reading? Or
so we are piloting it in reading at the high school. Okay. They have it for reading and math. They also have some science assessments, although they're aligned to national standards and not our state standards, because science standards vary across states. And so we're going to pilot it in reading, and then we're going to explore it as a resource for other grade levels and for both math and reading.
Okay, and it's like remediation or enrichment or just?
It is a way that we can get baseline data to determine just general math and reading scores for our students so that we know what gaps we need to fill in. And so it's more of like a comprehensive math and reading test.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. And the news, Eli, yeah, I've actually used that a bit mm-hmm. myself in my work, and it's interesting. You can find current events, news stories out there, you know, for those in the audience, and you can decide what reading level you want mm-hmm. them at, and it'll give you the same, you know, news story at, mm-hmm. you know, several different levels, which is cool. But you got to pay for it, so we could only do so much.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's lectures. A free version that gives you just enough to entice you. So,
yeah. So nice, especially grant funding. Right? Okay, so Excel, you said online enrollment. So all enrollment up to now, I guess I hadn't thought about it. It's been done on paper, all of it, going to the Welcome Center? Or?
We attempted over the past 2 years to do an online enrollment system. We used InfoSnap. It didn't necessarily go the way we hoped it would. There were still a lot of pieces that we had to check and double check before the system would do what it needed to do to get us the information. Assistant Superintendent Halley and some other folks have vetted other products, and they are much more confident in the ability for this system to talk to our PowerSchool system, and okay. that was kind of part of the problem. So,
okay, mm-hmm. cool. And then 11, and these now these are not starting with Excella and Mastery Connect. Now that's not grant paid. These are ones that you know we need to.
They are not grant paid. Okay. However, there really isn't a single thing on here that we're replacing mm-hmm. Things with cheaper things that are better products, okay. if that makes any sense.
Yeah, so
they're
I guess not grant funded. My question is like, well, what are we replacing and mm-hmm. where does this fit into the budget? And by the way, mm-hmm. Madam Treasurer, this is an example of the kind of thing is purchased services, am mm-hmm. I right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So she gives
some of it be purchased services, some of it might be software, depending on what the actual product is, but yes.
Okay. So when you give your 5-year forecast and you mention that, this is the kind of, one of the kind of things that
yes.
you're talking about. Okay. Yep. Chinese at all elementary schools. Yes, yay. I'm all for stuff that can, you know, mm-hmm. bring similar opportunities where they weren't. So awesome. Way to go. Thank you.
And that's mm-hmm. a purchase service.
I wanted to check with the Illuminate. That's replacing Learning Circle. Mm-hmm. And we know that that will talk with our other systems mm-hmm. and merge correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one we piloted at the Wagner campus okay. the past couple of years. They have been using it to track attendance and behavior, and now we're all going to be adding those as well as the academic piece.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other...
If everyone else is done. I do have two quick things. The first is just to add on slightly to what Dr. Cosgrave was discussing with the contracts for the translation services. If you look at them, a couple of them actually offer different things entirely. Some are rush-based, which is a higher paid, obviously, but that one is that contract. I don't think necessarily we're going to use them except for such a situation. Mm-hmm. So we have different variables depending on what we need to do is at least how I read that. Mm-hmm. My other question, if you're ready, Mr. Reed, let's talk insurance.
Sure.
So in terms of the two trips, I know that they're both going to out of the country, and so I believe that means that they transfer into a different insurance. Can you explain a little bit?
Sure. So looking at the travel itself, because it's the FAA that regulates flight, we cannot obtain their liability insurance. nor are they allowed to operate without it. So it exists. We can ask for it. We're not going to get it. I have, and it's not coming. Now, when a student or a employee of the district travels outside of the United States, that is when our insurance ends. But the company that we are using for both has their own insurance. So it's a great company to use. And that extends from the day that the travel begins in the United States to when they come back into the United States.
And that's basically the two-page document that you got over to me earlier today?
Correct.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. Any other discussion items?
Yes. So we're also voting on the Columbus State Community College agreement here in this?
Correct.
Okay. And so if I understand it correctly, they are going to – so we're going to – they're going to be paying us less rent because we need to use more of those rooms for the 9X program, correct?
Okay. No.
No.
We're going to be using their classrooms for non-9X.
Okay.
It's going to be more upper-level classes.
We put 9X upstairs, but that was all of our science lab facilities. So Bell and HS Squared needed some additional, like, chemistry and physics labs. So that's the space we're borrowing from Columbus, borrowing back from Columbus State.
Okay, so sort of the chain of events. Mm-hmm. All right.
Which is sort of true with the Everest as well. We're mm-hmm. borrowing back some of that space for our robotics program and mm-hmm. thus the change to that contract as well.
All right. Anything else? Seeing nothing else, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 11.16, do I have a motion? So moved by Ms. Questenberry. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any discussion?
Yeah, I will be voting no on this. It is my standard concern in terms of clarity and in terms of vagueness versus the clarity and making sure that everything is consistent. That's an ongoing concern, but I know that that is not necessarily shared by the rest of the board, so I do not necessarily anticipate that I will be persuasive in any way. So.
And this is 11.6?
11.16.
Oh, 11.16.
School handbooks and code of conduct.
Perhaps so we can – let's play this out till next year. Let's play this out. Perhaps mm-hmm. what we could do is if you have individual suggestions, individual clauses, individual things that are on there, you could submit them to Neola and Bricker and Eckler, and then perhaps at some future point we can have a policy meeting prior to a board meeting so that way we can all hear all the way across what these concerns are so that way next year, you know, let's get the process started now so that way next year mm-hmm. you won't have that same concern or at least that we can have an understanding of how to address those things.
Okay.
Okay.
Board Member Barga, so I was wondering if you'd noticed some particular specific areas where that you know where there were some worries about inconsistency or.
I was struggling actually trying to figure out how to word when that question would be asked because most of the examples I have are from executive meetings, and so one that I did notice is I can't remember exactly which school it was. I want to say Baldwin. The possession of vulgar materials includes specifically electronic devices. Without going into any more detail, I think that the fact that it includes that and discussions don't necessarily always state that indicates that there is a decent possibility of I wouldn't necessarily say unfair because I don't think it's intentional, but a disparity in terms of the enforcement of that. And whether a song, say, a popular music song from NWA on your iPod would qualify as a violation of that versus something else. So you can – trying to walk through that one.
Well, I think
– You're dating yourself.
The youngest one here is dating
yourself. Yeah, I was going to say. Well, I think that, you know, we've expressed those – you've expressed those concerns. And this is what I figured this mm-hmm. was about. But I think that we have time now to – take the time to address those issues. That way we can work through that. So mm-hmm. if indeed we're all here next year to go through the process, we can take care of it at that time. So if you want to go ahead and start that process.
More than that.
I will add that the issues of, you know, vagueness and consistency, you know they're a concern of mine too, because we heard all about them just in one single district-wide document, the dress code, where just in two different pages, you know, there's the possibility of stuff going in different directions, just, you know, by drifting. And so I wonder if it would be possible to have, like, you know, one baseline document for the whole district, and then and each individual handbook has their own.
I believe that's what we have now, because in the past
it wasn't what we used to have.
Yeah.
But the code of conduct is the same in all of the handbooks, and then the high school has the same code of conduct. Like, it's consistent K-12 now. We did work with Bricker and Eckler on it for the past 2 years, so we're getting better. And in these new handbooks and the anywhere in the code of conduct that addresses dress code, we did update that based on the policy that you approved. So I want to make sure you knew we double-checked that. So we did work with our legal counsel on the handbooks, and they are as consistent as they've ever been. Obviously, there are small sections in the handbooks that have to differ. Like, for example, parent pickup procedures at each of the elementaries looks a little different. But we even went as far this year finally to at least make them have the same sections in the handbooks, which we'd not even done that before. But the code of conduct pieces are consistent K-12 now.
Okay. I did not realize that at all. So that's great. And I guess, like with the dress code, it's sort of a work in progress, and we continue to.
Yeah, and it's a good thing to continue on. I remember when I first got on the board, I think every single school, every single academy, every single everything had everything different, and it was all in different places. And it was confusing is probably the nicest thing we can call it. So, all right. Any other discussion items? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Quesenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
No.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Items 12.01, 02, 03, and 04 are all on for action. Do I have a motion?
So move.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Barga. And any highlights, Mr. Reed, that you would like to share with us?
I can make it quick. 12.01, this would be part of the organizational meeting in January that would grant me the ability to execute all contingent costs up to 10% of any board-approved project. It's kind of standard. We've actually been able to pick this up with agreements in the past, but this is something that should actually be a power that the person that sits in the seat has. Just to handle contingent costs of projects. 12.02, this is the second addendum to the Everest lease agreement. There's a couple of locations or a couple of rooms in the building that they are no longer using and we would like to use, meaning the gym and the kitchen facility. We're not going to use it for a kitchen, but that's going to be occupied by our robotics team. They'll be able to put in, I believe, what they call a yard?
I believe.
Yeah. Actually, I think they'll have both sizes in the gym, so that'll be pretty neat to see. They'll have their own entrance, so we'll be able to monitor that as well. 12.03 is the approval to go into contract with Summit Construction to renovate room C-140 at Summit Campus and turn that into a life skills room for our special ed location. This is above the $25,000 you have granted me, but it's below the state required $50,000, so that's why we have the additional language. And then 12.04 is the food service surplus is a steamer that we're no longer using. We're going to try to sell that to a neighboring district. If they don't buy it, we're going to sell it on GovDeals, which is very common. And then the rest of the surplus are unrepairable, unplayable music equipment. That's everything.
Just a few quick questions. For the life skills lab, that's basically going to mirror what the facilities were like at the Livingston campus, correct, for those special education students that are moving to the Summit campus?
It'll be a residential ADA-compliant kitchen.
Yeah.
Yes.
And as far as the contingency process, I'm glad to see this. We know that there have been issues with other building facilities recently where the contingency was not near as high to kind of cover some of those excess costs. So it's good that we have that prepared for future building if we move in that direction. So I'm happy to see that. Any other discussion items? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 13.01, executive session, items A2 and A7. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Dunlap. Do I have a second? Second by Mrs. Questenberry. Madam Treasurer, would you call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. When we return, we should have action. Thank you. Treasurer, please let the record show that we have returned at 7:28 from executive session. Would you please call the roll?
Mr. Barga?
Present.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Here.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Here.
Mr. Whitman?
Here.
Mr. Begany?
Here. Motion passed. We are back into our regularly scheduled meeting. Do I have a motion?
Yes, I'd like to move to amend the agenda to add an additional section, which will be a discussion and action upon a modification to the treasurer's contract.
Any other discussion? Or do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any other discussion?
Should we vote on that and then have the thing, or do you want me to propose it first?
Will you go ahead and propose?
Okay. In addition, I move that we amend the contract as follows: to remove Section 5G and to modify Section 7 to replace the term 30(30) to 40(40). This will take effect upon August 1st, 2019.
All right. For those of you that are just curious, it's just an alteration of contract, adding additional days and removing a bonus content. So we'll have the translation from that.
Did we mention whose contract this is?
The treasurer's contract.
Okay. Yes.
That's why
that.
She's smiling. Sorry.
Okay. I kept hearing the contract.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. We have a motion. Did we have a second?
We have a first and second on adding the section, but not a second on amending my contract.
Second on amending the contract?
Second.
Ms. Questenberry has given the second. Any other discussion? If not, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
All right. We'll call the roll on adding the section, then we'll call the roll on amending the contract.
Works for me.
Okay. So for adding the section, Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Now the other motion.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Next up is adjournment. Do I have a motion on this one?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Sure.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Hesitantly. Any discussion? Seeing none.
It's kind of early.
Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Barga?
Aye.
Mrs. Questenberry?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed, and I think that is a record.